Want to get
May 18th workshop.
Well, early. Got 5 minutes. We're starting at 5:20. We're looking for typos, and we CIS wanted us to add the marijuana drug policy, so I cut and pasted from their sample, which I'm not that good at that. So if there's errors in there, we need to find them. And then council adopted the policy for the 3 personal days in 2000. When Teresa Aldrich was here, yeah. We did that. And it was never changed in the book. And then we're not going to pay you for sick leave when you leave.
Right.
It's not a...
That was costing the it's not a vested thousands thing. Of dollars.
Well, Teresa, how...
Was that paying back people who hadn't used their sick leave? Is that what they were doing?
Oh, right. So what was happening, they would use their vacation.
Because, and not their sick.
Because the only so much vacation carries forward every year, and they do get paid for their vacation. So they would get their...
They were saving their sick,
and they walked away.
We had a recorder that said she would never do that to the city and left with $21,000. So anyway, we finally got that changed.
That's in there now.
And who gets paid for their sick leave?
Nobody. Yeah. So that's the changes. If we can look through, and we need Leah back here to.
Hi. I saw one other change on page 16. On letter I, at the bottom. Should say MSDS instead of SDS.
I had a comment for that on page 33. It looks like we just typed in something about, I think, where it says organization.
Yeah, it needs to say city.
Yeah.
Good. So Leah needs it. That's how you know I cut and pasted it from CIS. So what page is that?
Page 33.
33.
And I think there's a couple other ones that say organization.
Yeah, Bill had found some too. Look at the page 33.
Next to last. Yeah. Or the last.
Here, if you highlight. Or just city. But.
I had a question on page 9. That first paragraph, in the event that 2 employees become immediate family members and a supervisory relationship exists, the employee and the city will jointly attempt to find an alternative work assignment for one of the 2 employees. If no alternative assignment is available within 90 days, it will be necessary for one of the 2 employees to resign.
Yes, we have to say at council, I discussed this with CIS about Bill and Eddie, and we have to say at council that one of us is Eddie's supervisor, not Bill. And then that would make it okay.
So we just have to say to council, we don't need to put it in here?
Mm-mm. Because it says in here, a supervisory relationship exists.
Oh,
so
okay,
if it
gotcha.
It doesn't exist.
So it won't exist.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I read that. And how hard it is to get help around here. And I said, they're brothers.
Yeah, it's like.
She started laughing.
I read that. And it's wait a minute.
And I had a question on page 14, down at the bottom, E, employee evaluation.
I have that circle too.
Because it's never been brought to the council members when someone has an evaluation, but it sounds like it's supposed to be reviewed by the city council. Well, at least it hasn't, in my knowledge.
And my question also, it says each employee shall from time to time receive a performance evaluation. And we've been doing it every year.
Once a year. So yes. Should we change it to say yearly? Or do you want to leave the option open to do it more often?
Shall no less than annually receive an employee?
I think it's good to have that in there, like an annual thing, so that it keeps the council like engaged with the employees' evaluations and what's going on, and it keeps them all. And yeah, they probably reading this should have been in the packet every time they're done. Instead of just giving a report, you know, it was done.
Yeah.
It should probably be put in the packet. So if you could kind of reword that, that would.
But if something goes in the packet, doesn't that technically make it public record and distributable to the general public and not a confidential employee? We would have to go executive session, I think, to review that.
Right.
Because anything that goes in the packet is technically public record.
See, I was told that you can redact that information, like if there was a public records request and it was personal records, you can redact it.
Yeah, they know who it is.
Yeah.
I mean, so, you know, you don't put the name on it, but you put it in the packet, and it doesn't take long to figure out when you only have three people, and, you know.
And maybe if there's... If there's something like a plan of assistance, like that's what they say at school, right? Plan of assistance or something. Yeah. If there's something a little bit like in need of work or bad, do you have executive session? If things are like kind of equal, do you put it in the packet?
Well, I
don't know.
I'm wondering if we could just somehow say the evaluation's been done and put it in their file, and then if anybody wants to see it, they can come and look at it.
Maybe that would be just...
Because I think they have to have cause to access a personnel record. And something like that, even if it's good, I mean, there's always stuff that can be worked on.
Right,
and that, I would think, would fall under confidential. So we would have to be... So it needs to be reviewed by the council, but we need to figure out how to do that. And not put things public.
I think the council can come look at it unless...
But then if it's in the file and, like you say, it's called... A confidential record can be read.
No, I mean, if it's in her personnel file as her supervisors, we can come in. Like, say,
we have access to the files.
So if Melanie and I did Leah's review, you would then come in and access it
from
her personnel file, and that prevents it from becoming a public dissemination issue.
And at that point, if there's something on there concerning, any council member can say, we need to have an executive session and talk about this.
Okay,
so we'll word that like that.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
And are we going to say from time to time, but at least once, at least annually, or not?
I would say my wording would be each employee shall no less than annually receive a performance evaluation. And that way, like when she's in, like she had them every 6 months, I think, for the first year and a half. And that leaves us room to do more than annual if we feel the need.
I think that sounds good.
Yeah. I was reading this and I laughed on page 35, and it talks about, oh, if the holiday's on Saturday, you get paid for Friday. If it's on Sunday, you get paid for Monday. And it's like, never have I heard of that because I work in the private sector. I go, what is that about? But yeah, it's a thing.
It's a public
thing. It is.
The weird thing about banking, though, is if a holiday falls on a Saturday, you get the previous Friday. But if it falls on if it falls on Saturday, you don't get Friday. If it falls on Sunday, you get Monday. The Fed has a really weird
setup. I went round and round
with
Teresa Aldrich on that. Remember, I go, well, if it falls on a Saturday, it's just kind of tough luck.
When I worked at Gresham Toyota, that's how it was. And one year they were all on Saturday. It seemed like we just...
What page is that on?
18.
Oh, okay. I was looking.
18. Right there. That's the holidays and what they land on.
Oh, we need to update that. Because we follow federal holidays, right? Do we follow federal holidays, or do we follow, because it looks, or do we just do state? Looks like state, because I don't see Columbus Day.
So I believe it's state, holidays okay. With regular pay. Additional holidays may be declared by the council from time to time.
Okay, so if we do state, then we're good, but, because I was thinking with the new holiday, we would need to update it, but that's a federal, that's not a state.
Because we've given them Christmas Eve off before and stuff.
Yeah, so. But I don't
and
see...
And three personal days.
Yeah, we don't have Columbus Day,
that's because we took
and now we don't have Juneteenth, which is a new holiday.
Which I don't understand. That holiday.
I don't either. It's like, what is that? But anyway.
But I do like the three personal days. That's nice.
Those are just basically flex paid time off, right? The personal days?
Yeah, yes. And I did add, because Melanie says, but you're not, I don't want, would not like to see 4 hours here, 4 hours there. It's a day.
It's a day. You
take
your the
day. You don't, we don't want to keep track of your personal day hours. You know, you're taking a day, you take the day, and you use no less than 8 hours increments is, I think, what it is.
And you use it or lose it. They don't carry
over. I have a question on page 18, C. I just don't understand it. Maybe someone can explain it to me. 160 hours of work equals 240 hours of compensatory time. Does that mean that you work, if you worked 8 hours, you get 16 hours of comp time? So I didn't understand what that, how that worked.
Work equals 240.
Because that seems to me like every day you work, you get twice that many for comp time. Is that what that means? Or does it mean something completely different?
What it's saying is that if you're paid with comp time as opposed to cash, if you get 160 hours of accrued comp time, that's 240 hours of time off, which is, because comp time is time and a half like hourly wage.
Okay.
But anything over 160 accrued must be paid as cash overtime.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
So it's just talking about the maximum accrual, how it accrues, and
we
should never have
any of that.
No, I can't imagine somebody getting 160 hours of accrued comp time.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for explaining that, because I didn't understand that.
So we have some.
It's like, use your comp time. If you have it, use it.
So on page 21, number 6 at the top, is where it says sick leave is accrued at 8 hours per month and may be carried over from year to year. Sick leave is forfeited at the time of separation from the city and will not be paid out.
I put a star by that.
Yeah.
Like, so I thought that was a good idea.
Yeah.
Years ago, you used to get sick leave when you left teaching, but they dropped that probably.
They did, yeah. They
long before
would,
I
yeah, retired. They put it into your PERS benefit and made it bigger, and then they did it all the way away. So once you retire in PERS, you lose every sick that you
I just want to say one thing, because it's in the manual, that if someone does leave the City of Fossil, like on page 23, the second paragraph tells you it's the law. COBRA, you have to offer that employee 6 months of insurance. They pay it to the city when the city pays the premium.
Yeah, the city doesn't pay it. They can pay
they,
it.
They have to pay the full premium to the city. But we do have to, and there's everyone that left here, we gave them a paper and they signed it, and a copy is in their folder. So, you know, I just don't want someone coming back to the city and say, you never offered me that, because we have a copy. Each one that left is in the folder.
And they mail them a copy as well.
It's
And
it's pretty risky, I think, to pay somebody's premium after they've left, you know, and say, hey, you're gonna have to pay us every month. I think that would be hard to get that payment.
Oh yeah, get it from them.
Yeah. So, but anyway.
But I think most people understand they have to pay that.
Yeah.
It's just being offered to them, because lots of times once you're not with somebody, it's hard to get your own personal insurance, or it takes a while.
Bill Potter wanted all this city words capitalized and to make it reference the city of Fossil. Okay. So, and I said that was fine. We can go back and do that. Do you want to go over the page 25, Terry, about the educational and training?
We didn't change anything there.
No, we didn't change it, but it's good to read it so that we all know.
Yeah, I did read that.
Good, good. We encourage it. Approval must be granted by the prior to enrollment, and so it's not a open-ended thing.
That's what it sounded to me like when I heard about it. So.
And then the tuition cost is reimbursed upon successful completion. On that, the city will reimburse an employee's tuition cost upon successful completion.
Of the course.
Yeah. Of the course, yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay, that's... the provided and then the however, it does not...
Where are we at?
At that same section. The city will reimburse the employee's tuition cost upon successful completion of a job-related course provided.
Oh, yeah.
And then, so it would be, I would eliminate the provided however, approval must be granted by the city prior to enrollment.
Yep.
That just
that
looked a little off.
Yeah, we're not.
It wasn't flowing for me.
That's good, though. We want to clean this up as best we can and... Yeah, they'll probably find things later.
But I like Bill's idea of capitalizing city because it is in most places. And there was
happened was when I cut and pasted, you know, it put a mark on all of the city and wanted it small. So it's like, oh, that must be correct. So I made them all small and Leah can go back and made it. So page 28 is where I see an organization mid-paragraph. That's where
it should say city.
Oh, yeah.
We're looking for all of those, too.
I assume you have this on file as like a Word document?
Yeah, a Word document.
Because you can just there's a find and replace feature in Word.
Oh, nice.
So you can put in organization and then... If you want it to be city, just tell it to put in city and it'll go through and you approve each one at a time. But you can make the corrections a lot faster that way. Because I've borrowed many a policy in my day and I've found that feature to be remarkably
handy. Yeah, because there's one in the however, and that requires the city.
Was that a sneeze?
Well, yeah.
Bless you.
I was going
to. It didn't sound like one.
I mowed, and I got grass all over the
windscreen.
So, no bullying. Cyber bullying, that's a new thing. I guess it's not a new thing.
It's just more prevalent.
Yeah,
it's new to the manual.
Yeah, and so prohibited conduct is what I added from CIS for the, you know, it's kind of a no tolerance policy for
the prohibited
drugs and alcohol.
Right.
I read it. I kind of liked it. If there's anything else you guys would like to add to it or...
I thought it was pretty comprehensive.
Yeah.
Didn't leave much out.
I kept reading it thinking, I'll just condense it. And it's like, no, it's pretty good. And I think we have to make sure that the city's covered if any of this happens. Because
there was a CIS meeting that Bill and I attended that mentioned it, that we needed to put it in our policy.
So, and then, of course, when the council... adopts the changes, Bill and Eddie and everybody will be given a copy and then they can sign that they've read it.
Can I also get a copy for the gals that work in the library?
Yes. So basically, drugs and alcohol, don't do them at work. Don't bring them to work. Don't.
Don't grow it at work.
Yes.
Yeah. I like the fact that it did say if, you know, the city would, if there's a problem and the employee needs help, the city's, you know.
Yeah, that's what I like too. Yeah. I know that was Dr. Boss's policy for the ambulance, for the EMTs. We'll help. We'll get treatment. We'll...
And did it say, too, that the city would help pay for that?
I don't think it says that.
Okay, I'm trying to... thought I read that, but maybe not.
Obtain appropriate treatment. Help obtain it.
Help.
Help obtain
it. So, like, give them resources for that.
And our insurance should cover a lot if we're still an employee. Cover
some of this treatment. It's probably what this city could do is... extend the insurance.
Or, it's time off. Give some time off. And
yeah.
You'll lose your job immediately, so.
Hopefully it says, it says attendance at any rehab center or rehabilitation or treatment program will be a shared financial responsibility of the employee and the city to the extent its existing benefit package covers some or all of the program costs.
What page, where are you at?
32, bottom paragraph. Shared financial responsibility of the employee and the city to the extent its existing benefits package covers some or all of the program costs.
So if the city, if the city's benefit package doesn't cover it, they're not paying
right.
it?
Right. So the benefit package is...
is our insurance.
Yeah. It's the insurance,
So which they, it's what, it's however long you've been with CIS is how much they'll cover. So like right now it's, I've been here for a year, so now I have 80% coverage and 20% out of pocket.
That's for everything?
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I mean, it's very
My small. Dental's that way at school. If I pick that plan, every year I go, it goes up, but... my health insurance is not that way.
Well, that's how I was.
My health insurance is always kind of 80-20. Doesn't matter how long I've been there.
See, I think it goes to 90-10 as the max. Hmm. But I would have to.
But also, I don't know what insurance you guys have. You have Moda or Blue Cross or whatever.
Blue Cross.
Yeah, so.
So, looking under benefits, health, vision, and dental.
What page?
On 22.
22. Oh, my page is all mixed up. Go ahead. Oh, fine. I'll get there.
Yeah, it doesn't say anything. I'm just looking for something about the treatment.
I read it is... if our insurance covers the treatment, that's our shared, that's our responsibility. If it doesn't cover it, we don't have any responsibility. That's the way I read that.
That's kind of how I did too.
Our policy, our insurance policy. This is page 34 of 35. So we need another page or we need to change that to 34.
The signature page it.
The signature page is 34-35.
I think there was two back pages with the signature page.
Yeah.
Cut one off because it's like we don't have that many employees. It was another signature.
Yeah, so we'll just go in and make it, get rid of that last page from the file and it'll turn it to 34-34. Yeah.
Here's on page 33, another organization that needs... I guess we don't have to point them out if you do the autofill.
Find and replace. Wonderful little tool.
Find and replace.
So the one I already have.
Yes.
Is that like a F function, like F?
No, usually it's an icon on the thing. It's just most people don't notice it because there's like so many of them.
So, okay. I was just looking at the City of Fossil will pay 100% of the premium for the full-time employee. Dependent coverage premium, if elected by the employee, will be deducted from the employee's monthly wages.
Yeah, so they pay for dependents.
Yes.
And you guys pay for every, the full cost through CIS, but like out of pocket, like if we go in there's a copay, we pay 20% of the copay. Or I currently pay 20%.
Oh yeah, that's what everybody does. Yeah. We just, the city just pays the premium.
Right.
Yeah, anything. Yeah,
nobody pays anything
the insurance. Yeah, anything the insurance doesn't pay, that's your problem.
So if there's any questions or somebody wants to add something to this, now's the time. Or if you go home and look at it a little more and you're thinking about something, call Leah and Leah can shoot us all an email saying, hey, we're going to, you know, what do you think about this? But now's the time to add, subtract, correct.
Well, I've been over it pretty extensively and I don't have anything else. I think I got my questions answered.
I didn't want the CIS to come back and say, I asked you to do this. I didn't want them to come back and see it wasn't done, so I wanted them to see that, you know, the council had
Well, we've been working on this
taken
for a
time.
Long,
yeah.
A complete one for a while. I mean, we changed a couple things.
And I was almost ready to shoot it out to Leah, and then Bill Potter said, oh, yeah, you know, we need to add that policy about marijuana.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, dang it. Okay, so CIS is super helpful. So the dates changed.
I do see one more typo. On page 16, under letter G, always refraining from horseplay. I don't even really know if always needs to be in there. It used to say refraining from horseplay at all times.
Yeah, it could just say refraining.
Mm-hmm.
No horseplay, Leah, at work, in the office.
It's so hard.
I think the material, the MSDS?
MSDS, that's...
They changed it. I think Bill made me change this.
Oh, it's not...
It's
called
changed
called
to SDS now?
It's not called...
I think...
Material Safety Data Sheet.
But I...
And they changed
it. It is SDS.
I thought it got changed, and I think Bill said something at one of the safety meetings or something.
So because now it's just called Safety Data Sheet then?
Could be.
So. Double check with Bill because I think that's why that's changed.
Okay. Yeah.
So, because we have the yellow book at Wright's and Bill says we don't need that yellow book anymore. But that was like the book you had to have.
Oh, yeah,
you
had
an accident.
Yeah.
You needed it. Everybody needed to know where the book was.
Yeah.
I think it is SDS because we did a training and I had a sign in it.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's not MSDS.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was a change Bill asked me to. Purchasing policy, and that's pretty standard.
Yeah.
It's on page 17.
And that's the $500.
It's like, and this is how it was. Like with CCS and stuff, when you have a limit, it's like...
What page? Purchasing?
17.
Letter
Purchasing Policy and Procedures.
Oh, there. Looking right at it. Yeah. Yeah, because we actually didn't... When we first started, we put that
$500. Because the old one didn't have a...
Limit.
Yeah.
And we did that because the school did that. And I said, we need to do that at the city.
Yeah.
And it's and what I had explained to Bill Potter, it's like you don't need to bring all those purchases to the council that are budgeted for, that you have asked for and budgeted for and approved. Anything that's in addition.
Yeah.
So it took him a while to get that.
Yeah, he thought we were trying to micromanage it, but we
weren't. Yeah, and it's like, no.
Yeah.
Kinda, but no.
So would this now include like anything with utility payments that we budget for, like our Jayhawk stuff?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
This is something that you think, oh, I really need a brand new convection microwave oven for $650. No. You have to ask the council.
Yeah.
Something like that that wasn't in the budget or discussed. It's just a good policy, I think. So I think if there's not any more questions or corrections, I think we're good on this. And then Leah will fine-tune it. And like I said, just feel free. She's got, we have a month, don't we? A month. What is today? A couple weeks?
17?
About
3 weeks, I think.
So to get it all spiffy and corrected and perfect.
What's the deadline?
There isn't one.
Before the next council meeting?
Yeah.
Okay.
Before CIS comes.
Yeah.
And so you'll let us know when you're done so we can come and pick up a copy. I just want to make sure the ladies next door get one.
Well, once we adopt it too.
Yeah.
Then they can have it.
Yeah.
They would get one.
All right. Every time they want. We're good. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
You get all that, Steve?
Oh.
In a while.